It's Central Time. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Barrett. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much for your support during today's year-end mini-pledge drive. 1,100 of you pledged for a total of over $156,000. We are so grateful for your support.
If you haven't yet pledged, you can do so at WPR.org and make your year-end gift.
Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk to an author of many hit zombie books, including World War Z. He's speaking in Madison tonight and will join us to talk about the appeal of the apocalypse.
But first, we're talking about a story out of Marathon County. A deer killed on a hunting reserve there tested positive for chronic wasting disease, or CWD.
It's the first case of CWD found on a Wisconsin game farm in 5 years.
Covering the story for WPR News is Glenn Moberg, a reporter based in Wausau. He's with us now to fill us in. Glenn, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, hi, Cynthia. Hi, Rob. It's good to be here.
Well, first of all, can you explain why it's significant that we found CWD on a farm preserve?
Well, this is the first time they found an infected deer on a game farm in Wisconsin since October of 2008. So it's a pretty rare situation, and it's significant because, of course, they're worried that this disease will spread to other animals. And if you have a herd of animals confined behind chain link fences, even under a situation where there are lots of acreage involved. In this case, there was 351 acres on this hunting preserve. The worry is that it will spread easily to large numbers of animals. And in fact, that did happen back in 2006 in another central Wisconsin incident. There were 82 deer that got infected by chronic wasting disease on a game farm in Portage County, and all of those animals were eventually destroyed.
Mm. Do we know that that deer came or belonged to that herd, or might it have been a wild deer that had gone astray and entered that area?
No, they don't think that's possible. Okay. Because the hunting preserve had and has a double chain link fence around it as required by law. So they don't think the animals have gone in and out of that preserve. But it was shot by a hunter on the preserve on November 4th. And then according to the Department of Agriculture rules, there's routine testing that takes place. So on November 7th at the National Veterinary Services lab in Ames, Iowa, it did turn up positive. So what they've done right now is they have quarantined that farm. It's a 351-acre hunting preserve, and it's near Eland, which is on the Marathon County, Shawano County border. And they've also quarantined three other nearby game farms that are affiliated with the same owners. They're not identifying the owners at this point, but from my understanding, the owners will be allowed to continue to have hunts on the preserve. Because the infected deer, if they're killed, well, they're not going to move anywhere, and they'll stay on site and have no contact with other animals outside of the game farm. But that quarantine will keep the deer on those preserves from moving from area to area while the state conducts its investigation.
Mm. And looking at that timeline, so the tissue was submitted for testing on November 7th. It's December 3rd, 4th? I've lost track of the day already. Nearly a month.
It takes a while.
Nearly a month. And what kind of damage might be done to the deer that are still living there in that time frame?
Well, they're going to have to do some tests. They're going to have to find out if the disease has spread. And the thing that we need to stress here is that the disease, chronic wasting disease, cannot be spread to human beings. As far as all of the scientific evidence we have, the Department of Health still recommends that venison from infected deer not be consumed, but that's precautionary. There's been no incident reported in which human beings have come down with chronic wasting disease. However, it is similar to mad cow disease. These are both diseases known as spongiform encephalopathies, which attack brain tissue and spinal cord tissue. And mad cow disease has killed a couple of hundred people, mostly in Great Britain, when it gets spread to human beings, where it's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. But that's mad cow disease. It is not chronic wasting disease, although they're related. And we need to make sure that people who are listening understand that there's a difference between the two, and chronic wasting disease cannot be spread to human beings.
What does it do to deer?
Well, it causes them to become very listless and to become emaciated, and eventually it kills them. It's nearly always fatal. And again, this is a disease that causes behavior problems, and it attacks the brain and spinal tissue, literally rotting it from the inside.
Have you heard at all any hypotheses or any theories as to how the CWD got onto that game farm, if not through some sort of external contamination?
They're still trying to figure that out. And what I was told by Rachel Klein, who is the public information official with the division that's involved with this, with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, she says that they're called prions, which are an unnatural form of protein that spreads this disease. And if an animal gets it and dies, those prions go into the ground and they stay there forever. So what they're going to have to do right now is figure out how the disease got there, and then they're going to have to figure out to the extent to which it is spread to other animals in the herd and whether or not drastic measures are going to have to be taken. In terms of how chronic wasting disease got to Wisconsin, it wasn't even something that we had to deal with here until 2002, relatively recently. And the theory is that it originated out west and deer found a way to migrate here.
Hmm. Well, I'm wondering about the future of this farm in particular. If CWD is on the property, what would that mean for their ability to have future deer herds there?
That's a question that I don't know the answer of, and I don't know if the state officials know the answer to that one either. If worse comes to worse, they would have to kill all the deer on the property, from what I was told today. And then I guess if they want to continue using it as a hunting preserve, they'd have to start a new herd from scratch. And I don't know enough. I'm not a scientist to tell you the extent to which even that's something that's conceivable.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard at all in terms of the deer hunt that's been going on so far this season, whether this has been a huge issue for hunters right now, or is it too soon to tell?
I think, first of all, it's too soon to tell, and the indication that I have seen is that it hasn't been spread throughout the state of Wisconsin in the wild deer herd. We had concerns in the special zone that was set up in the southwestern portion of the state, but it made news earlier this year. In fact, it was very early in the year in January, where a couple of infected deer, wild deer, turned up, one in Portage County and one in Juneau County, both in central Wisconsin. And that kind of raised some eyebrows because they were outside of this zone. But I do not believe, and the authorities do not believe, that chronic wasting disease is something that's rampant throughout the entire deer herd and something most hunters have to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm. What is your next step here in reporting this story?
Well, the next step is we see how the state investigation goes, and we see what they decide to do with the animals that are on that herd, the extent to which animals throughout that hunting preserve have been infected, whether or not they're all going to have to be destroyed, whether or not maybe this is just one isolated incident. And it's too soon to tell. Again, this is a story that just broke yesterday, so we're still waiting to see what happens.
Well, Glenn, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, Cynthia, thanks so much.
Glenn Moberg is WPR's news reporter based in Wausau.